You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Welcome to the Kia D Unplugged Show. It's a beautiful Monday night, and we are live tonight right here in We Talk Radio Network. We're super excited and blessed to be here. It is going to be an amazing night. Hey, you know how we do on Monday nights on the Kia D Unplugged Show, whether it's your first time here or if you're a returning listener. Listen, welcome, and you know we're going to have some fun tonight. We have an amazing guest. Her name is Victoria Lowe, and she is an executive business coach. She's going to be joining us tonight. We're going to talk about all of the amazing things that she has going on, all the things that she's done, and what's coming up in the future. We're going to talk about that as well. So you don't want to go anywhere. She's got an amazing book, some principles that every single woman who's tuned in tonight, tell your cousins, tell your aunts and aunties and grandmas and everybody, tell your kids, tell everybody, tune in tonight because they're all going to need to hear these principles that we need to stand on like a foundation as we move forward, not just as business women, but just as a successful woman in general. And each and every one of us want to be successful. We may not have a business. We may not have children. There may be so many other things that are going on in our lives, but guaranteed you want success. And you're going to find out exactly how to do that tonight with our amazing guests. Okay, again, we've got an extraordinary lineup on the entire network, and you can find that every single day at www.wetalkradio.com. And I'm Kia D, the incredible and amazing host for this show. Listen, we're really energetic here. Just be ready to have some fun. We're going to do some hot topics later on in the show. Shout out to Q Moore. Y'all know one of my favorite artists ever is Quentin Moore. He sings the Chocolate Daddy, which is the R&B soul hit that is out right now, heard on all the platforms everywhere. Went to college with him, and he has a birthday this week, so there's a concert coming up. So I'm going to be telling you all about that concert and where you can get your tickets later on in the show. Don't go anywhere. We've got more of the Kia D Unplugged Show right here on We Talk Radio Network when we return. On this past Saturday, shout out to the Cave Radio Show. They actually interviewed a young man by the name of Calvin Kosha. This young man is absolutely amazing. You have to go back and check out that interview. Brilliant artist. I mean, just these millennials nowadays just blowing everybody out of the water, just creative and just everything. I interviewed a girl a couple weeks ago. Shout out to her. Oh, my goodness, she's so amazing. I'm going to play her song in a little bit. She created her entire website, and the website is amazing. I mean, they're doing amazing things. I'm super excited about it. I'm excited to be in the ambiance and in the building, if you know what I mean. Come on. So this right here, the song I'm about to play, and then when we come back, we're going to have our amazing guest, author and coach Victoria Lowe joining us. But this one right here is a hit by Calvin Kosha. It's entitled Cocoa Butter Kisses. Y'all can check him out. Calvin Kosha, both of K-A-L-V-I-N-K-O-S-H-A. Calvin Kosha. Check him out on all social media platforms, and he is streaming everywhere. Cocoa Butter Kisses right here. We Talk Radio. Yeah.
Like starting, but she already got the dough. Oh, my baby, she real funny, sweet like honey, but her lips taste like cocoa. Oh, ooh. Girl, I'm tryna take you places you ain't never been, and I'm tryna show you things that you ain't never seen. Keep it close, So I just need a dollar and a dream. Middle winner on my team. 10 toes down with the pressure on you. I put it down, baby, that's what I do. Oh, I've been around, now I'm in love with you. Give me that kiss, no chocolate. She say you just like cocoa.
Cocoa butter kisses. Cocoa butter kisses.
Baby, after the morning comes, I will.
Oh, 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 oh,
shawty a supermodel, shawty will pour the bottle. Shawty will play no game, she like playing cops and robbers. Shawty won't say my name, she get on the top and ride it up. She don't want the fame, she just want it solid.
I get it poppin', I wanna pop you, baby. I know you cannot stop it, I wouldn't stop you, baby. I know you wanna lock it, I wanna drive you crazy, I know.
One thing to show, been toes down with the pressure on you. I put it down, baby, that's what I do. Oh, I've been around, I'm in love with you. No chocolate, she tell you just like
cocoa butter kisses. Cocoa butter kisses. Whoa.
This is Pastor Jeremy J. Blinn, Senior Pastor of Spirit of Inspiring Love Church. We call it Soil Church, asking you to come grow with us in the soil. If you're looking for good, sound, biblical teaching right from the Word of God, come grow with us in the soil. You can find us on Facebook under Spirit of Inspiring Love Church. Follow us and find us on YouTube, Spirit of Inspiring Love Church. And as always, you can tune in on We Talk Radio's Shine Lord 10 a.m. right here on We Talk Radio as well. And we're asking you to come grow with us in the soil. Don't meet us there, be us there. And I can assure you, God will have a word for your soul. So come grow with us in the soil, and you can tune in every Sunday, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time live, or on We Talk Radio at 10 a.m. every Sunday. I'm looking for you to come grow with us in the soil.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Kia D Plug Show. We are live here tonight on We Talk Radio Network. Tune in every day, www.wetalkradio.com. Super excited about all of the amazing things that have happened just this year. I'm telling you, it's been so crazy for so many people, including myself, okay? But one thing remained constant, and that is We Talk Radio Network. So I've got to give a big shout-out to the entire team and everybody who works so hard behind the scenes, everybody who works so hard in the front of the scenes, too, just everybody. They did beyond what was required, and I am just super blessed and grateful again. Like I said, this is a Black-owned, woman-owned network, and, you know, for many years, me personally was ashamed to say that. Society had put me in this place where I actually felt ashamed to say that, but we all proclaim the greatness of the fact that we are a Black-owned, woman-owned network, and we're so excited about it. And we appreciate you coming back to support us all over the globe. This next guest, this is the reason why we do what we do every day. And for amazing and incredible guests like this, we want to make sure that people who have that powerful voice, the amazing message that needs to get to the masses, that could actually happen. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, a lot of these networks, what they want is the drama. Hey, I get it. I'm here for a little Real Housewives every now and then. I'm there. But that's not reality, and we can't make that be the platform of our reality. That can't be our foundation. And we're going to talk about foundation today. We're going to talk about what the foundation needs to be, what it needs to look like. A lot of people are like, I don't know. You know, I don't know how to do it. I don't know what to do. We're going to give you some tools and tips. We're even going to give you something to take home with you. There's a book that you can actually take home with you. So I want you to have a pen and paper handy. You know, just take a few notes if you'd like. Because I have a beautiful young lady that's going to be joining me tonight, and I'm really excited. I've heard a lot about her, and I hadn't had the privilege of working directly with her, but I work with another young lady that works alongside her. And the fact that the young lady that I work alongside with is so powerful and so amazing, I knew that power and amazement was going to come from this next guest as well. She is a business educator. She is an amazing woman who specializes in growth, marketing, human resource, and company culture. She is Victoria Lowe. She is the best-selling author, a podcast host, a world-class speaker, serial entrepreneur, Bible teacher, servant, and a mommy. She is dedicated to helping people live a life of success and meaning within their mind, body, spirit, and money. And money. That is so powerful. I'm telling you, this young lady is beyond what you thought, because anybody who wants to help you increase your money, you need to hang tight to them and can give you tools to do that. I'm telling you. Her passion is to inspire others to truly and totally trust God and never, ever, ever settle, but to live your best life and live that life to the fullest. And she is often referred to as the Kingdom Business Queen. She is the founder and executive director of Kingdom at Work. I love that organization. It's a nonprofit organization serving the disadvantaged and underserved communities through life's essentials, job, career, training and readiness, entrepreneurship development. She also has founded Captivate Inc., and it's a coaching consulting firm and a sassy, sage, successful lifestyle brand for 45-plus women who want to express their sassiness with beauty, fashion, travel, hobbies, and more. That's every woman I know. Ms. Lowe has also been featured in Black Enterprise as one of the top 100 Black businesswomen in the U.S. of A. Okay? In Success Magazine as the largest woman-owned business in the city of Los Angeles, with over $250 million in annual revenue. Now, the National Association of Women Business Owners, Women Business of the Year Award, Women Who Mean Business, the Annual Business Award, Minority Business Development Council's Class 3 Business Award, and the Black Business Association. This woman is absolutely amazing. She has the top annual business award as well. Victoria has served on numerous boards and headed multiple organizations, such as the president of the National Association of Women Business Owners and the Los Angeles board chair of the Los Angeles board chair of the Black Business Association. I could continue to go on and on, and I am, because that's how amazing she is. I'm going to tell you a couple more things really quickly, and I want y'all to get ready to bring her on in. She is a published author of a dynamic and incredible nonfiction best-selling book entitled, this is the one, 10 Spiritual Principles of Successful Women, Discovering Your Purpose, Destiny, and Vision. Victoria currently resides in Houston, Texas, and she's working on her next book. Y'all better be ready for it. Ms. Lowe has many highs and lows in her life. She has hit many highs and lows in the business world. She knows firsthand what tremendous success and disappointment feels like after enduring a painful divorce and a $20 million corporate bankruptcy. I'm going to say that again. A painful divorce. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Some of y'all have been there. and a $20 million corporate bankruptcy. Listen, most of y'all have never been there. We're going to talk about what that felt like tonight. Now, as a single mother who had lost it all, she learned what perseverance and climbing up from ground zero required, pressing past the fear of failure and public humiliation, deciding never, ever, ever to quit on God's promise and plan for her life. Her motto is, when life knocks you down, you get up and hit reset. Victoria Lowe loves Jesus, her family, golf, great food, wine, and traveling. Sounds like my best friend in the whole wide world. Please help me welcome. Put your hands together. Put your toes together. Put your phalanges together and help me welcome this amazing young lady tonight, the extraordinary Victoria Lowe. How are you, Queen?
Hey, hey, hey. I am wonderful. Girl, if I was doing any better, I'd need a twin.
I love it.
How are you, my beautiful black queen?
I am super fabulous. I am super excited to have you here. I have literally heard so many amazing things about you and just could not wait to have the opportunity to talk to you live tonight on the air and really highlight you and your successes and even talk about some of those failures. I mean, because that's what made you get to the place that you are today. So I just want to, I'm excited. I'm very, very excited to have you here tonight. So I want to say
first, let me just thank you for having me on. I thank God for the opportunity. And I just thank God for the opportunity to be able to share my story and touch other brothers and sisters that are interested in doing what they were created to do and getting their share and making it happen. So thank you for having this amazing radio show and the energy and spirit that you bring to it. And so let's get it on.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I also want to say thank you really quickly to a beautiful young lady by the name of Andre Galloway, who actually had the foresight to put all of this together and made it happen. And so, Andre Galloway, just want to say thank you so very, very much. You are an absolute diamond, and I just love you. I love her so much.
She's awesome. A shout out. That's my sister. See, God gave me a sister, and that's Andre.
We are
like a Thelma and Louise, the black version of Thelma and Louise. We were like ride or die. That's who we are. And God brought us together, oh, man, about 17 years ago, and we've been besties ever since. And she has my back, and I have hers. So shout out to Andre Galloway and the Dallas crew. I love her dearly, and just thanks so much for always being that forerunner for the purpose that God has for us.
You know, it's so interesting You said you have a 17-year relationship with her and immediately, you know, became like a sister. And it's so interesting how families fight, you know, blood brothers and sisters fight so often. But it's like sometimes every blue moon you'll find that person that's not a blood brother or sister, and they literally are blood. It doesn't even matter if your blood is the same or not, mother and daddy, father, brother is the same or not. It doesn't matter. They are family. And I can definitely tell from when I talked to Ms. Andre, she feels the same about you. So, again, I'm honored to have you on the show tonight. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Andre.
Yay.
So I want to dive right into you and all of the amazing things that, of course, you have going on right now. Let's talk about the business education side. Go ahead and talk a little bit about that. Of course, we know human resources, marketing, all that good stuff. Tell us more about what you do.
Well, let's talk a little bit about where it came from, because I think that's relevant.
I love it.
So I tell people I'm still just a little girl from St. Louis, Missouri, that had the opportunity to grow up in an entrepreneurial family. And so this was a gift that was given to me by my parents, where I saw them start their own business back in the 60s. You know, mom and dad owned a trucking and excavating company that I watched them build up. My dad first started out at McDonnell Douglas, and my mom, I only saw her have one job. She was at JCPenney's. And my dad had a dream of owning his own business. And so I watched him do that as a little girl. And so I still have some dreams now where I have flashbacks where I was at a bidders conference with my dad when I was a little girl. And watching him maneuver and what he was doing, and we were only people of color in the whole room. And so growing up, I aspired to always have my own company. So that's really where that came from, you know, that whole business side, is from watching my parents and my dad saying, hey, You know, if you get a job, they're just going to pay you enough to keep you. But if you own the company, you can grow it to whatever you're willing to do and how hard you're willing to work. And that just stuck with me. And so that's really where that came from, is that root of my mom and dad saying, you know, have your own, build your own. You can do it. You're enough and you can make it happen. And so I took that and literally I think I came out of college and worked for a few companies. And within the first 5 or 6 years, I was like, I got to start my own company. And so it took me about 8 years to really get in there and make it full time. But that's where that came from. I started my first company.
Oh, wow. That's absolutely beautiful. And so I'm wondering, you know, when your mom and dad were working so hard starting that business, if they knew, you know, she's watching and one day she'll, you know, she might pick up the reins, even though she might not own the same business or type of business or even stay in the industry, she's going to be successful. Parents out there that are rocking and rolling, parents that are trying their best, I'll need y'all listening. If you do what you're supposed to do, they will follow. So you just keep pushing and trucking. Take the words of the incredible Victoria Lohart. She literally saw her parents growing up, owning their own business, pushing and thriving, and here she is today, amazingly successful.
That's where the first education came from. So you asked me, what are the educator? My parents were the first educators. Because, see, parents, your children are watching. You know, we can say a lot of things to them, but what they see us do, they are watching. And it may not look like it, but they are. And so that's where my first education came from. That's really where I wanted to tie that in, the education of watching them. And so then I went out to seek education on how do I take it to the next level of what I saw my parents do. And so I became a student of business, studying it, you know, reading books. Buying coaching programs, all of that, because one of my favorite quotes that I came up with is, you know, having access to see gives you exposed to something gives you possibility. So until you expose yourself to stuff, you know, you don't even know it's possible. And so expose your seeds possibility. And that's really what education is all about, exposing yourself to something so you can now believe it. Because you can see some steps and how you may not know every step, but you can get the first couple of steps in.
Beautiful. I love it. You know, one of the things that I know that you thrive to do is help people become successful. And you've set your life up the way you have so that people can be successful in their mind, body, spirit, and money. Tell us exactly what that means.
Well, it became very clear to me that success is more than just money. Success is more than just material things. But success to have, you know, what I call wholeness, which is really success. The Bible calls it prosperity. But to have that, it's more than just money. It's having a mindset of success. It's having a healthy body so you can be successful. It's having a spirit that's whole and full and understanding who God created you to be so you can walk in all those blessings that God has for you. And then that also rolls into having money, and there's nothing wrong with money. But without a great mindset, you'll just have money and you'll be afraid and depressed. Without a healthy body, and I really want to talk to my brothers and sisters, we have to take care of this temple that God gave us. It's like a car. You can't expect a dog out of a car and, you know, never do repair, never put oil, do cheap gas, but you expect it to go long distance. That's the same thing with our body. So my platform is about having a strong mind, a strong body, a strong spirit, and also having your bank account strong, because come on, somebody, we have to help other people. It can't just be about what I need. I've got to have overflow so I can help someone. You know, we had the privilege of meeting at my ministry, you know, that Andre and I started about 10 years ago called Kingdom at Work. That's my give back platform. See, you have to be willing to give. So I have Captivate Inc., which is my coaching and consulting. I have Sassy Saved and Successful, which is about lifestyle and everything that we enjoy in life and all that. But you got to give back. So God gave me Kingdom at Work, which is my nonprofit that we support those that are trying to come up. And we just want to give them a hand up, you know, so we can show them the way. And so it's all about being whole, though, and you got to have all four of those pillars in place.
I love it. Absolutely love it. Let's talk about the book. I want to come back to Kingdom at Work and Captivate here in just a moment. I want to talk about your book. You know, one of the incredible things about the book is it has these incredible spiritual principles for successful women. Although men, hey, tune in. Don't go nowhere.
Yep.
Hey, listen, just because it says women doesn't mean there might not be something in there for you, without a doubt. And I guarantee you there is. I know there is. And I want to talk about that, if you don't mind, kind of addressing that a little bit as well, because I don't want the men to think they can't pick this book up and receive a blessing from it as well. But let's talk about this amazing book, 10 Spiritual Principles of Successful Women, Discovering Your Purpose, Destiny, and Vision.
So you're right. This book, when you go to do your book, you know, your publisher will want you to focus on the target market. Since women read the majority books, they really push me to go for that target market. But I'm telling you, I've had more men that read this book and say, this is not for women. This is for anybody that wants to discover their purpose, vision, and destiny and be blessed. So don't be sleeping, men, and don't let women get the edge up on you. This book is for amazing people. But God really gave me this book because I set out and I made God a promise that if he blessed me in business, I would be a blessing. And I would share that. And I felt strongly, he said to me, then you're going to have to be a principled person. You just can't do anything. You can't go anywhere. You can't just wear anything. You have to be principled. And so when I started the business, I built the multi-million dollar business. I built the $250 million business in 5 years on these principles. And so this book is just a bunch of inspiring stories that I share my stories and tips on business, but I also share the principles that I built the multi-million dollar, $250 million company on. And so that's what this book is all about. It's about, you know, using and discovering your unique talents that God created you for. It's about trusting God, you know, his will for your life. It's about walking with him. And so instead of trying to go through the wall, let him show you the door. It's about living bigger and broader. The Bible says to, you know, be bold and courageous. It's about taking action and getting things done. And it's about never quitting, you know, because life comes with struggles. And, you know, I got knocked down and knocked down hard when I went through a $20 million bankruptcy, but that wasn't the end. That was just a comma. It wasn't the end of the sentence. It was just a comma where I had to learn some things and to see it's not just about, you know, thriving. Sometimes it's about struggling so you can learn some things and then reset and then take off again. Plus, you can be a testimony to someone else because we've all been knocked down one way or other, whether it's your health, whether it's relationships, whether it's your business, whether it's your finances, you know, whatever it might be, we all have to do a setback, you know, or to get a set up to be able to go forward. And so this book is really about how do I stand in who I am and who God says I am and walk in my gifts and talents with boldness and make it happen. And then for me, when I wrote this, coming from a little dyslexic girl from St. Louis, it's about, you know what, it doesn't matter where you came from, what side of the tracks, what your parents did have. It's about who you want to be and using the resources that God has for you, because if you step out of that boat like Peter by faith, God will meet you there and let you walk on water. So that's really what this book is about. It's for those people that want that water walking experience and they're willing to get inspired enough to do it, because I can't motivate you. I can only inspire you. You have to have the motivation. I can inspire you to keep on stepping and keep on striving for higher, you know, because when I said I was going to start up a multi-million dollar company, people looked at me like I was crazy. You know, even my mother was like, you sure you're going to leave this great job? And I said, Mom, I'm going to trust God for more. I'm going to trust God for more. And so that's who this book is for.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. For those of you who were wondering, is this book for me? It is for you. It's even for your children. Definitely get this book as a Christmas gift, a stocking stuffer, as a birthday gift. Valentine's Day is coming up. Go ahead and pre-order some copies if you need to and have them already ready, because in order for people to be successful in life, they need some tips. They need some tips. They need that inspiration. She cannot be the motivation. You know, you got to have that motivation deep down inside, and sometimes you need just a little inspiration to get the motivation. And we got it right here for you. 10 spiritual principles of successful women. And again, men, don't hesitate to stop by and get this book because you need it as well. She's got incredible and impactful stories in this book, testimonies in this book. One of the things, I don't want to harp on it, but I want to talk about that comma a little bit because I know a lot of people get stuck at the comma and they think it's a period.
Yeah.
And they don't know how to move past it. They even try and make it a semicolon. Listen, it's just a comma. You will get past that thing, that no matter what that thing is, you will get past it. The pandemic has really done a thing to some people. You mind kind of addressing, again, I don't want to harp on the loss that you had, but one of the things that you talked about a moment ago specifically was the loss of that the $20 million loss that you suffered. And, of course, going through a heartbreaking divorce, you know, any kind of separation from someone that you love, whether y'all are mad at each other or not, it is just it can be a potentially painful situation. For those that are literally going through some things right now, they're on the edge. They think it's a comma. Think it's a period, but it's really a comma. You mind addressing them just a little bit?
Girl, and I don't mind talking about it either. You know, some people don't want to talk about, you know, what they see as a failure. I don't even see it as a failure. I see it as a growth opportunity to learn something because we all have to go through some things, and what we go through develops who we are. And so, girl, my prayer life, my praise life, all of that is at a whole different level because of that.
Mm.
So, yes, I was going through this battle with the company. And what happened was I had partnered with a very large company, about a $17 billion company. And we were, at the time when I first did the partnership, we were about $5 million. And so when I partnered, you know, we grew and they provided some money and we, you know, and took off growing. Well, they felt I grew too fast and that I was becoming a competitor because we were in the same business. So we went into litigation, and they were fighting me. So we spent years fighting in litigation and forced me into a $20 million bankruptcy. And while I'm in this fight, my other half was also had me in a fight. And when it came time to just clean house, it was just time to clean house because I had tolerated infidelity. I tolerated all kinds of things and really tried to fix it, and God said, oh, no, we're finished here. This your character cannot be tied to this person. And I listened to God. So here I am in the middle of a major fight against a $17 billion, billion. I'm not saying million. I said billion, a $17 billion company, and I'm in a divorce. And the company didn't just come after my business. They came after me personally, too. So they meant to kill me is what they meant to do. And so there's an article written on me years ago that's called The Highs and Lows of Victoria Lowe. And so when you get to that kind of success level where God allows you to build a $250 million company, you need to understand, or any success level, whether you are a rapper and you come out with an album that goes platinum, or whether you're a poet and now you're standing on stages that's national and international, or whatever it might be, you now are in a fishbowl. And so people are going to be shooting at you. They're going to be trying to take you down. And so it isn't so much just about, it's also about can you stand for the test of time. And so going through this battle, I had to get strong. And so I literally began writing this book as I was in the battle. And God said, write a book on success. And I'm like, right now, Lord, I feel like everything's crumbling. And he's like, no, everything's not crumbling because you belong to me. So I don't know who I'm speaking to out there where it may seem like everything is crumbling. It might be a marriage. It may be a relationship. It might be your job. It might be school. It might be your kids. It might be financial. It might be a lot of different things. And you just feel like you can't make it. Well, I came and I wrote this book because I wanted you to know you can make it, that if I can come through that battle. And, girl, literally when I came out of the battle, a $20 million bankruptcy, I came out with $5 million worth of debt. And, you know, there for a moment, you know, the enemy, the devil tried to talk to me and say, you're never going to get out of this kind of debt. You are done. There's put a period here, close the chapter, close the book. And God said, oh, no, you're not finished. And that's when I really start standing on these principles, these 10 principles that I wrote in this book. You know, trust God's will, embrace water walking faith, pray without ceasing, believe in your purpose, follow your vision, model integrity, step into leadership, give along the way, express gratitude and joy. And then the 10th principle, receive your blessing. See, these are all the things that you have to have this tool belt to come equipped with these principles to be able to stand the test of time in life, because life is going to come at you, and we're all going to have some things, whether it's our children. You know, the enemy loves to come after our children because he knows how much we love them. And I have one daughter, and so he's always trying to attack me there. And so we have to understand that we need some principles to stand on, that regardless of what it looks like, we got to know what God says about us. And so I walk you through each one of these principles in the book and tell my story and talk about what real success is. And girl, then have the nerve where God will close it with a prophecy for such a time as now, where God says, told you I'm storing up the riches for the righteous. You just have to trust and believe me. And so that's really what this book is all about, is for that person, because it's going to be all of us that go through a struggle. And in this book, there's a second piece to it that's coming out next year. It talks about resetting. It's my next book. It will come out early next year. But it's really about standing the test of time, no matter what it looks like, stand on those principles and trust God for more. Because this is just a comma. This is not a period. It's not over. I don't care what the devil is saying to you right now.
In the name of Jesus, it does not matter what the devil is trying to plant. All of that is not even going to take root. Just believe. Stand and decree, declare his word. Let me tell you, he's not going to even bring you to it if he's not going to bring you through it. One of the incredible quotes, her motto actually, for Victoria Lowe is, when life knocks you down, get up and hit reset, that reset button. So important. One of the things that I wanted to talk about in the book, one of the important pieces is give a little along the way. That all of those are incredible principles. They're all extremely important. But of those, that one right there is probably to me one of the most important, giving a little bit along the way.
That's definitely one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Faith is one of them, which maybe at some point I can read a little bit out of that chapter.
Yes.
You know, it can't just be about us. If that's as big as you can hope and dream that it stops at your front door and your family, that's just not big enough. Your God is not big enough to you. You don't trust him enough. You don't think he can do enough. I mean, hey, look at you. You're in a radio show talking to hundreds of people. You could be at home on the internet talking to one or two people, but trusting God in a bigger way and saying, you know what, Lord, I'm going to step up and I'm going to give my little part, and this is all I got. But I'm going to trust you by faith that you can do more, because I just know when the day comes and they said, you know what, this is it, Victoria Lowe lived her life, and they read me my last rites, and she's going on and got her wings. I just pray and hope there's thousands and thousands of people that are saying, she blessed me. She touched me. She changed my life. She showed me just a little bit more what was possible, because if a little girl from St. Louis can do $250 million and she started back. As a matter of fact, she just turned 60, you know, and she started back when it was a little tougher for some of us of color, especially black women. You know, it's
it was
like
almost impossible.
Doing that much. Yeah, and now the black sisters have stepped up. I need the brothers to come on now, you know, because this is the season of the black sister. The black sisters are getting it. We're the fastest growing businesses in the United States of America, African-American women. And so we are getting it now. We're doing e-commerce. We're writing books. We're doing all kinds of things. And so just to be able to trust God for more. And so you have an overflow. So I told God I wanted him to bless me so much that it would just be overflow, where the people around me would be blessed with overflow, so then they could overflow. We started the company, and we started doing several million. I said, everybody in this company that buys a house on my staff, I'm buying the refrigerator, the stove, and the washing machine and dryer.
Wow.
I want to be a blessing. So, number one, I want to encourage you to own your own house. And number two, when you do, I want to be a blessing to you. And God allowed me to do that because I asked him, not because I had to. You know, I wanted to. Because every time you went to your refrigerator, I wanted you to think about how God blessed me to be a blessing to you. Every time you put some clothes in that washing machine or dryer, you know, I wanted you to think about that. Or every time you cooked a meal on that stove, you know, just to be a blessing. Because God says to give and it shall be given to you, shaken, pressed down, and runneth over. That's what the word says. Because, see, we got to get into the word where you know your word. Because people say to me, you know, Miss Lowe, how is it that you say so inspired and so encouraged? Because I know my word. There are certain scriptures that I can lay out for you who God has told me who we are. You know, I'm more than a conqueror. You know, you got to know your word. And when you stand on that every day, and yeah, the enemy comes to try to beat me up and tell me all kind of crazy stuff. And then I tell him, oh, no, I am beautifully and wonderfully made. I'm more than a conqueror. Yeah. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. All things work together for my good because I love the Lord and I'm called by his purpose. You start telling him who you are, who God says you are. We allow the enemy to belittle us. One of the pastor's wives said, he is nobody but a mouse with a microphone. And you just need to take the mic and tell him to step off your life and step back and walk into your purpose and destiny that God has for you. I know you don't have enough money. I know you don't have the knowledge. I know you don't have all the relationships. I know you don't have all the steps, but that's what faith is. It's the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. God said, try me. Take the first step and see what I won't do. And that's how I live, and that's how I walk, and that's how I breathe, and that's how I carry myself. If I trust God enough, I don't have to have all the answers. I just got to be willing to take the step. When I started the first company, I had probably about $4,000 in some credit cards. It was just trusting God. That's why when I wrote this book, the first chapter in this principle is trust God's will. Because that's really what it requires at first. Because at first you can't see far enough to decide what to do, how to do it. We have to trust him that if I just at least do what I can see do, he's going to show up and do the rest. He's going to send somebody. There's already somebody on assignment. He's going to send somebody. When I won my first $60 million contract, I kid you not, I go to this presentation. My mother's in the car with me. I'm in Northern California. I put a little presentation together that night at Kinko's. Did not have a projector. All I had was a laptop. And I walked into a major corporation. And in this room with like six people, they had the crowd around my laptop. I didn't even have one of those PowerPoint clickers. I had to go to the computer and hit, you know, the arrow to go to the next slide. But when I finished the presentation, I first had the boldness to go after the contract. I had the boldness to go to Kinko's and put together a PowerPoint. I had the boldness to drive up to that big old campus and walk in there by myself. I didn't have no team, by myself with a laptop, and I had the boldness to do the presentation. And when I finished, other people left the room except this one lady, Cheryl Hawes. And she turned to me and she said, and I believe that story's in this book, she turned to me and she said, Victoria, I have no idea why I would give you this contract. Your company's not big enough. I have no idea. I said, Ms. Hawes, all I'm saying is if it's God talking to you, just listen to him. She said, it must be because this makes no business sense. I could barely get out of that building. It's a campus, so I had to walk about three blocks. And I'm telling you, I just wanted to shout. I'm trying to hold my professionalism to get up out of that building. And when I went out in that door into that parking lot, I was screaming and jumping. Business doesn't work that way. You don't go do the presentation and they tell you they're going to give you the business that day. It's usually they got to write you a letter. She told me that day, she's like, I don't know why I'm going to give you this. And girl, just be obedient. By the time I got to the car to my mother, we were shouting and dancing so loud. Because, see, when God shows up, see, I understand the favor factor. That's going to be on my website when I get it up where you all can buy a T-shirt called the favor factor. Because the favor factor is when God shows up And what that factor is all about is when God take your little bit and add his abundance to it, we're talking about God who set heaven and earth in motion, told the stars to stay in the sky, told the moon when to come up in the evening and the sun how to rise in the morning, and the water of the ocean not to come any further. That's who we're talking about. When the favor factor, when God shows up, your little bit now is multiplied by millions and billions, just like the galaxies in the sky. Because when God has something for you, and my Bible says he is searching high and low. He's looking for people to bless. He's looking for people that's to be bold enough to step up and say, I don't know how this is going to work, but this is something I got to do. It's been down in my soul for so long, and that's how I felt about helping people and about serving. Because when I started the staffing company, it wasn't about me. It was about serving. How could I put people to work?
Right.
And see, when you do something for God, you better get out of the way because it's coming. And I became known at the churches as a job lady. And then when that business went away, God just still started opening up other doors. And then I became known as the Kingdom Business Queen because I said, well, you know what? You know, I got these companies, but I'm going to help other people set up their companies. And so that's what I do now with Captivate. And I'm getting ready to do a coaching program, and I've never done one like this before. It's going to start in January. I'm going to sell it in December. I'm going to put it online. I'm building the website now, and I only want about 25 business owners, and I'm going to do 10 weeks of just sowing into them. Because, see, you have to invest in yourself. Sit at the feet of people that God has blessed. And what I called it when I was coming up was sitting at the feet of greatness. Let me take you to dinner. So you can talk to me about success and how God blessed you, and maybe I can model it. And so in my last season of working, I want to bless and leave a legacy. I want to build as many multi-million-dollar companies as I can to help them walk in their destiny. Because that's really what this is all about. When it's all said and done and my days are gone, it's not what I did. What did I leave? And that's really what I'm focused on now and what I'm really going at. And it was just such a privilege to get to meet you at the event we did with, you know, with Kingdom at Work the other week, God's Table. You know, God, he gave me, he said, I want you to do brunches and bring in Christian business owners and people, and they give the money to nonprofits, you know, and call it God's Table, you know, and just be a blessing, be a blessing. So that's really where the giving came from, girl. That's where it came from.
You know, I wanted to talk about that event as well. That particular event, that was my first time coming to a Kingdom at Work event. And just so you all know, they Kingdom at Work literally helps other. I physically have seen it. So this is not something that I'm just saying, oh, they do it. No, I was there. the Ina Mae Green Foundation, which is a domestic violence organization supporting survivors and giving back, helping in so many different areas. They're connected. They have so many resources. And the story behind that foundation, shout out to Darlene Green for starting the foundation. The story behind it is very profound. Definitely go look up the Ina Mae Green Foundation. But Kingdom at Work, they featured this particular organization to give back to them. And so I'm sitting in the room with 30-plus women and men, might have been 40-something in there, people in there. There was a lot of people in there. It was a packed room.
Well, we wanted 33, but we had to stop it. You know, COVID is still running rampant.
That's right. And y'all did a great job of making sure there were not too many people in the room. It was excellent. It was excellent. And we all had the opportunity to hear about this organization. And then all, on top of that, everybody had the opportunity in the room to stand up and talk about who they were and what they do. And otherwise, they would have just been someone on the other side of the room. And so we had a chance to connect literally with everyone in the room. It was amazing. And one of the things that came out of that, and I still think about this young lady to this day, I'm not going to bring her name up, but I'm going to call her Red. She was beautiful. And she spoke and she said she didn't even really know why she was really there she knew why she was there. She didn't have a business like everybody else did. And she kind of felt in that moment
to a certain degree of understandard to people in that room. And everybody in that room encouraged her in that moment and let her know. First of all, the fact that she was able to say that was a bold move. That let me know where her heart really was, that she is going to do some amazing things. She can push past anything. If she can acknowledge it and see it and say it in a room full of people, that she feels
powerful
like in a
people.
Quick moment she is beneath, quote unquote, because she was not beneath anybody. But she had made the comment like, I don't even have it. All y'all got all this stuff. I have nothing. And everybody was like, no ma'am, no ham, no turkey. It was beautiful to see all of the encouragement around her. It was just beautiful. But these are the kinds of people that you have in the camp around you, and that was amazing. That was absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I'm highly
I got to be a part of it. It was awesome.
Yeah. I'm highly blessed, and Red, as we call her, you know, I gave her a signed book, and I told her I would be following up with her, and so it's funny you bring her name up, because tomorrow is my day to follow up with her.
Oh,
because, see,
you give her
it's not
an ear
just
hug
okay,
for me.
You know. Yeah, I absolutely will, because, you know, it's not just okay to leave somebody hanging. When somebody reaches out, you reach back, you know,
mm-hmm.
So I said, I'm going to give you this book, and I'm going to make you promise to read it. Because I'm going to follow up with you. And so she is on my calendar to call tomorrow to follow up with her, you know, to see, are you stepping out of faith? You stepping out of the boat? You know, like I talk about in this chapter with Peter, and I just want to read a little bit here.
Please, yes.
This is chapter principle 2, embracing water walking faith. And then this part, just a little part here, is water safe? See, safety is not always cracked up to be, whether it is your personal or business life, remaining in the boat. Because, you know, Peter stepped out of the boat and all the other disciples decided to stay in. Because, see, Peter, I'm like Peter. Peter could have just sat in the boat, you know, and like the other disciples, they'd already been through some winds and stuff, and they saw Jesus walking up. They thought he was a ghost. And, you know, Jesus had to calm the waters. You know, now they're about 3 miles out. It's 3 a.m. in the morning. It's dark. And so Jesus come walking up, and Peter says, you know, Lord, he wants to walk on water. So I'm like Peter. Instead of staying in the boat being safe, with Jesus being there, God is there with you, I'm going to step out and not only see Jesus with a miracle, I want to be part of a miracle. And that's what Peter did. So I said here in this part of the book, safety is not always cracked up to be, whether it's your personal or business life. Remaining on the boat might feel like a wise decision. After all, your peers are there, your coworkers and everyone else who says, this is the way everyone else is doing it. It must be right. But they in the boat allows the movement of the wind and the water to direct our lives rather than the movement of the Holy Spirit. The safe choice might lead to our destination, the shore. But our journey is limited by fear, worry, weak faith, a lifeless journey compared to the one that overflows with the passion of belief. To live on as a water walker is to experience real success. And so in life, we can, you know, not live our dreams and just settle for what life throws at us. Or we can step out by faith and say, you know what? If I fail, I fail. But see, I feel like if I didn't try, I've already failed. So I'd least rather fail trying than fail not doing anything. But what if, just what if this one situation you don't fail? What if you succeed? Because I know water is not stable. You know, water walking, you think about it, you got the wind and everything coming at you, the waves. Water walking is not stable. But I'd rather walk on water than just sit in the boat of life and just let life just kind of drift and take me where it's going to take me. Oh, no, I'm going to get out and do some water walking and just trust God to take me to another level.
If y'all don't get it, if y'all are not motivated and inspired to water walk, I don't know who is. I am ready. I'm just saying. Get this book. You have to have it. It is a must. If you're just tuning in, I am joined by the extraordinary business educator, founder and executive director, best-selling author, and a woman of many hats and talents and awards, the amazing Victoria Lowe. Again, I got to thank you so very much for being here, and thank you for everything that you do. Again, I was extremely impressed with the Kingdom at Work event that you all did.
And I was just blessed to be in the building. Shout out to Fogo de Chao for the amazing food. It was delicious. And it was just a lot of fun, especially since we being going through this pandemic, it has been difficult to get into for me to even think about going to any kind of networking meeting or anything. So that was one of my first times really getting out. I was very, very comfortable. I was comfortable before I got there, knowing I was going to be in good hands because of Andre Galloway. And then of course, once I got there, I knew, I was like, oh, this is going to be great. And I you all did not disappoint. So if you all have any upcoming events that you've got or anything that you got coming up, please let us know, as well as how we can reach out to you on any of your social media platforms or streaming networks, or we're going to get your books, so we want the website to get that. I mean, we want everything so we can make sure we connect with you.
Well, absolutely, and I'm not sure how they if they can get the book through your website or if I need to give them a website to go to.
Absolutely. No, you can go ahead and give us all the website. Yes, ma'am, please.
Yeah, so one of the best way to catch up with me, and I am coming out of semi-retirement, so to speak, and just putting all my platforms back up, but the best way you can catch me on Facebook, I'm under Coach Victoria L.O. for low, so Coach Victoria L.O. The book will be on Amazon, but it is not out until the end of this month. But you can go to Amazon, but I just want you to go there and search for it so they can – I get some clicks, so they will carry the book so you won't have to wait for it. But it's not coming out to the 26th of November. But it is available right now in hard copy and soft copy. If you go to store.babybooks.com/book/10-Spiritual Principles of Successful Women. And so I'll say that one more time. That's a long one, but that's where the book is at right now. We're waiting for Amazon and the other sites to get it. I mean, it is hot off the press. At store.bookbaby.com/book/, and then it's 10-Spiritual Principles of Successful Women. It is there now. You can get the copy of it right now. Again, it will be on Amazon by the end of the month, but I'm just so excited what you guys do at We Talk Radio and just all how you put the word out, how you celebrate people, encourage people. Kia, you just amazing spirit. It was just such an honor meeting you because I love people and I love positive people that are supporting other people. And so if there's anything I can do for you guys and your fiance and all the wonderful people that surround you also, I'm just excited. It was a pleasure to meet both of you guys. And so thank you so much for the support of 10 Spiritual Principles Successful Women. And then, again, I'll be posting on Facebook at Coach Victoria L.O. I mentioned I'm going to mentor a few entrepreneurs starting next year for 10 weeks. There'll be a few spots because a lot of them are taken. There'll be a few spots, but it'll be posted on Facebook probably in about a week or two before the Christmas, probably right before December starts. But I'm just excited to be here, support you, to pray with you guys. And I think a shout out to my sister Andre for always being there to support me and allowing me to share the word of God. So thank you guys so much. Much love.
Absolutely. Much love to you as well. For those of you who are joining us recently, again, this is the beautiful Victoria Lowe. She's an amazing author and business coach and founder and executive director, and she does so many amazing things. Go back and check out the entire interview, and also make sure you purchase this book. Go to Amazon, search for the book right now. You can go there right now and just do a search. And help, you know, listen, the one thing we got to do is help each other out. So just go check it out. Do a search on Amazon, and so we can take that book all the way to the top. We're really, really, really excited about everything that you have going on and continuing to support you and all of your efforts, all of your businesses and organizations. Please let me know. I may miss the message. And so if you can get a message to Andre saying, hey, let Kia know that that's up on Facebook, because I've got some business owners that I'd love to get connected with you. And let's help boost some people up. So give a little along the way. That's exactly what we have to do. And I
give
love
a little bit.
Giving a lot along the way.
And let's build some multi-million dollar companies, you know, so we can be a blessing and have overflow for other people, where it's more than just up to our front door. I'm serious about that, how we have overflow. So thank you so much. And I'll keep you between Andre and I. We'll keep you posted on when that class comes out and then also any other events. As COVID kind of gives us a break, we'll be doing more events to build and share. We were able to give about $4,000 to that foundation. And so we're all about giving. And so just with a small group of people, you know, you can move the needle quite a bit and help some people. Because, by the way, domestic violence is up like 40%. Some people say 60% in the African-American community with COVID. And that's why we chose domestic violence. It just happened to also be Domestic Violence Month. But we chose that because with the pandemic in the Black community, you heard the numbers. You know, they were saying that it's up, you know, 50-60% in our community because people have been locked down together. So we have to do something. We just can't be about talking about it. We gotta move the needle. So thank you so much for the privilege and opportunity. God bless you all.
Thank you as well. Thank you. The beautiful Victoria Lowe. Thank you, Queen. Yes,
all right.
Yes. Good night. Good night. She is absolutely amazing, okay? Make sure you go get the book. I absolutely cannot wait to get my hands on this copy. You need it. Your husband needs it. Your wife needs it. Your mother and father, your children need it. It's definitely something that can bless the entire family. And what we need right now is blessings over our families. Not just a blessing over our life, but a blessing over the entire family. So definitely get this book. Thank you to the incredible coach and author, Victoria Lowe. We will be right back with more of the Kia D Unplugged show right here on We Talk Radio.
wake up in the morning, love.
With what's happening on the We Talk Radio Network by following us on our social media sites. You can get to know us better on all our social media platforms. It's a great way to learn about our radio shows, videos, blogs, community programs, events, and more. We'd love for you to connect with us. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Get connected. Stay connected with We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network. Check us out at WeTalkRadio.com. Man, we talk, we listen, we make it happen.
Every single time, that's how we do it right here on We Talk Radio Network. Thank you for tuning in to the Kia D Unplugged Show. We are live here tonight. I love live radio. It's awesome. You know, the hiccups and stuff. We didn't have any hiccups tonight. But all of those, you just kind of flow through it. You know, it shows you life. I'm telling you. If you want to know some life, try live radio, okay? Because those hiccups, that dead air will get you every time. I am super duper excited to be here tonight. Of course, we just featured an amazing young lady. I was super excited to have her on tonight. She is the executive business coach and author, Victoria Lowe. She's absolutely amazing. And you all have to get her book. You need those principles, those 10 successful principles. You absolutely have to have them. 10 principles for your success that you need today. So make sure you get that book. Real talk. I'll give a quick shout out to a couple people really quickly. To Jay Gordon, to Caroline,
Brianna, Brittany, Shanton, Ellie. Thank you, Ellie. Hey, Ellie. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Jason, Kathleen, Soleil Owens, Gabriella, Ronnie, thank you all so much for being here. Cynthia, thank you all so much for tuning in and letting us know that you're listening. Make sure you check out our incredible guest tonight. Go to Amazon and you can search for her incredible book. You need this book. It is entitled 10 Spiritual Principles of Successful Women, Discovering Your Purpose, Destiny, and Vision. And I know a lot of you all the time, you're talking about, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know how to do it. Let me tell you two things that are not important. Two things that are not important is when you do it and why you do it. That the how is extremely important, and the how is inside of 10 spiritual principles of successful women. You got to get it. Even the men. Doesn't matter when you do it. Times get tough. They could have got tough today. It could have got tough tomorrow. It doesn't matter when. It doesn't matter. The when is not important. The why. I do care, of course, what's going on, but I don't care. The why, it doesn't matter. You just have to get it. And how you do it is through the 10 spiritual principles of successful women. And you've got to get this book. Really quickly, on Wednesday night, of course, that's the After the Lights Go Out radio show. We're going to be talking about Chico DeBarge. For those of you who didn't know, he was recently arrested for meth possession, and his motorhome was impounded. Didn't know he had a motorhome, but shout out to Chico DeBarge. I've always loved him. I'm always going to support him. Chico, I'm here for you, brother. Whatever it is we got to do to help you get through this. I'm sure I personally can't do anything at all. That's not the point. I'm letting you know I'm here because we really want you to make it through this. We know you can do it, and we're here to support you. Just wanted to let you know that, Mr. Chico, and let me know what I need to do is go get that motorhome because getting it impounded ain't no joke. Eve, of course, is married to an incredible man, and the internet is going crazy because she's, of course, pregnant right now, and they're saying that she's not about the culture. She's not black, and she's not about the real black culture now because she has a white husband, and she's about to have a mixed child, and I think that is absolutely insane. Eve, go live your life. Do your thing. You look amazing. You look happy. That man is making you happy. You go love that man, and don't you listen to the internet. They miserable biddies. Don't you listen to them. Women, let me just say this. There's another story we're going to be talking about on Wednesday night. There is a woman who actually has claimed that she got a chin infection for reportedly kissing a man with beard. Somebody just not cleaning their chin. Okay, the man isn't cleaning his beard stubble. That is what it is. Don't kiss him at all. Don't kiss him no more, girl. Okay, little advice. She said she got a whole infection on her chin. Woo! We're going to talk about all that Wednesday night. We've got some more news stories as well. Tonight we're going to talk a little bit about Astroworld. For those of you who do not know, Travis Scott had a concert. It's been about a week now, and it was a deadly concert. And it's called the Astroworld Music Festival, and it happened in Houston, Texas. That's about 4.5 hours away from where I am right now in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And just absolutely insane. Insane concert because people died there, you know. And so the things that happened before and after, we're going to talk a little bit about that today, kind of leading you up to exactly what happened because a lot of people have a lot of questions. What exactly happened that day? I will tell you this, in the latest news, there was a 9-year-old boy actually that was there that day with his father. And he was actually standing on his father's shoulders when he passed out and hit the ground. And according to reports, he was trampled to a certain degree. That young boy, the 9-year-old boy, he actually did die today. It's just an absolutely tragic situation. We were all rooting for this young man, but he didn't make it. But we're going to talk about what specifically happened. And shout out to CNN News for their amazing report. There were a lot of great reports, but I liked the report from CNN News that they gave. The signs of trouble were evident hours actually before the deadly crowd surge actually entered Astroworld Music Festival. And according to Houston Fire Department logs. Shortly after 9 a.m., the start of the November 5th festival, spectators had already breached the main gate. I'm going to tell you this because there was a report, a young man who was actually one of the security guards there. He basically said, hey, I was in a line with about 200 other people. They passed, or 60 other people, excuse me, about 60 other people. I got a vest and was told to go to work. I didn't even have to show ID. And he didn't have any training. And he was on the front, you know, in the front, you know, of the concert, you know, of the main stage in the very front. And he had no real training on really what to do. So just kind of want to give you that piece of information so you kind of have a little bit of knowledge about what potentially was happening with the security guards. Because I'm sure people are wondering, well, what was going on with the security guards? Well, they may not have been fully trained. At least eight more breaches would be reported throughout that day, with 3,000 to 5,000 concertgoers that were not scanned entering the venue by 5:05 p.m., and that's according to those logs, Houston Fire Department logs. A crowd surge at the popular event would eventually lead to 9 deaths, dozens of lawsuits, and a slew of still unanswered questions about what really went wrong. Now, according to the logs, they paint a disturbing picture of a chaotic situation that grew even worse by the hour. Ambulances transported a handful of injured concertgoers to the hospital that morning and afternoon. Shortly before 5 p.m., the Houston Police Department reported dangerous crowd conditions at one stage. 8 minutes before the headliner and festival organizer, which is Travis Scott, took the stage at 9 p.m., more than 260 people had already been treated, according to the logs, which did not specify the type of treatment they received. A 9:18 p.m. entry noted a crush injury. Okay? These are all in the logs for the Houston Fire Department. Okay? Less than an hour and a half into Scott's performance, according to the logs, they reported this is when it got real. Okay? Police reported multiple people trampled, passed out at the front of the stage, and that was at 9:33 p.m. Minutes later, and this is 30 minutes into Travis Scott's, minutes later, a police operator reported receiving 5 911 calls about unconscious persons in the crowd, and they possible reports of CPR are being given. And then a level 1 MCI, which is mass casualty incident, was reported at 9:52. From 10 p.m. to 11:40 p.m., 17 people had been transported to hospitals, including at least 6 people in cardiac arrest. Now, according to Travis Scott's lawyers, he did not know about the MCI declaration, the mass casualty incident. He didn't know about it. Scott says he did not know at all about it until the following morning, according to his lawyers. That never got to Travis. His crew, according to Ed McPherson, which is an attorney for Travis Scott's team. He's up there trying to perform. He does not have the ability to know what's going on down there, according to Mr. Attorney McPherson. The tragedy has generated more than 90 civil suits and demanding accountability from city officials, concert organizers, and performers at this sold-out concert attended by 50,000 people. Ben Crump is an attorney. He said his firm and a coalition of Houston lawyers are representing more than 200 victims. Attorney Alex Hillard, speaking at a news conference alongside victims and Crump, Crump, who is of course, representing 200 victims, said festival organizers, risk directors, and security personnel failed to protect the thousands of concert goers. Medical staff at the venue were completely short-staffed. A concert goer, Unika Smith, who was a part of the litigation, told reporters that a woman near her collapsed after appearing to have a seizure. She said she was looking around for paramedics and she didn't see anyone responding. Smith said she had tried to make her way out of the venue since 9:45 that Friday, but got caught in the madness until 2:45 a.m. when she finally made it out. And she said she fainted. Just a real tragic story, tragic everything, all the way around, just tragic. You know, there's a lot of conspiracy theories going on right now. I'm not here to address those tonight. If you've got those and you want to talk about them, 563-999-3456. Call me on Wednesday night on the After the Lights Go Out radio show. We'll talk about your conspiracy theories because I know they're out there and I get it. Not here to talk down on them at all. I get it. Some of them I might even believe myself because some of all this stuff is going down. You might convince me. But it has been definitely crazy. Of course, they were saying when you the concert, when you walked into the concert, you were walking into Travis Scott's mouth, and there was some people were saying it was very demonic. Unfortunately, I wasn't there. I did see pictures, but I wasn't there. Don't know about the demonic feeling. I wasn't there. But I do, you know, hey, if you have your conspiracies, or if you just want to talk about it, we're going to do that on Wednesday night, okay? 563-999-3456. That's the call-in number. Be ready Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Now, according to some reports, there wasn't a lot that the police could do. Police radio calls that night also reflected that chaos. At least one officer reported the main stage compromised at about 9:11 p.m. The audio included, this is from audio, citing emergency radio chatter that was going back and forth. Of course, they have all those logs and reports. According to the audio, included reports of breached barricades, people jumping gates and breathing and cardiac problems and all kinds of stuff. This is according to a newspaper report. The radio chatter actually continued until 10:15 p.m. According to one official, There was not a lot we could do, adding that the breach was confined to one section, according to a report, and so all one official said all he could do was stand by for now. We'll have to wait, but the concert management will let us know. That's according to one of the radio chatter that we got, right? It is unclear what Scott saw from the stage and whether he was aware of the crowd conditions. Now, we can clearly see on a video him actually stopping that concert and literally watching an ambulance come through the crowd, driving through the crowd, okay? That right there is a clear indication something's not right. You got an ambulance literally coming directly through your concert in the middle of your concert. I would have been asking 1,000 questions at that point, you know. I don't know. I need to find out if he actually continued on with the concert. I'm not for sure. But Scott was on a riser at one point, and he has seen he sees one boy down, and that's when he actually stops the show, and he asks security to get that person. According to McPherson, which is the attorney for, you know, all of the 200 victims, he says, understand that when he's up on the stage and he has flash pots going on all around him and he has an ear monitor that has music blasting through it and his own voice, he can't hear anything and he can't see anything. But there are a lot of lights up there, and it is extremely hard to see exactly what's happening in that crowd. But he did see that ambulance coming directly through the crowd. He was able to see that, and he kind of stopped the concert. I do remember that. And started asking some questions about what was going on. Houston Police Chief Troy Finner said this week, the ultimate authority to end the show was with production and the entertainer, and that should have been through communication with public safety officials. He said, we don't hold the plug. Okay? So there was obviously a systematic breakdown in communication, and they are going through all of that right now, getting to the bottom of it. We're going to talk more about it on Wednesday night on the After the Lights Go Out radio show. We've got a lot of topics. We're literally going to go back to back to back to back in topics. We got a lot of topics Wednesday night. So be ready for it. There have been several people that have lost their lives. A 22-year-old college student, she died on Wednesday and becoming the ninth victim. The ages of those who have died range from 9 years old to 27 years old. 9 years old to 27 years old. And it's just been a tragic situation. And we're going to continue to monitor it and really just kind of figure out what went on and, you know, who's to blame. If there was someone to blame, there definitely is some blame here. Definitely some things going on. So, but we will keep you abreast of that situation on Wednesday. We'll go dive more into it. Also on Wednesday, we're going to talk about a 71-year-old woman who was stabbed outside of a Virginia Walgreens by a young lady. Listen, things are just happening. I'm asking y'all to be extremely careful. Things are just happening crazy out here. Another story we're going to be talking about on Wednesday, I'm pregnant. And I'm 51 years old, and I'm pregnant with my grandson. We're going to talk about that. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Have you guys heard about Wendy Williams? She's going through a lot right now. Y'all keep Wendy in your prayers. You know, I'm always here for to keep people boosted up in prayer. Real talk. Y'all keep Wendy boosted up. She's trying. She's trying to keep put it together, trying to get it right. She's trying her best. So we're going to definitely keep her uplifted. And, by the way, there is a BOLO out right now. Five inmates on the run after escaping a Georgia jail. So I need everybody in Georgia. I need to do a follow-up and see if they've actually caught them. But as of yesterday, there were five inmates, and two of them were wanted for murder. So there are five inmates, as of yesterday, that are on the run that escaped in a Georgia jail. And you all need to be extremely careful in Georgia and beyond, okay, because right now we don't know where they are. I will follow up and have a some more information for you on that. You can definitely check out our social media pages as well, because I'll keep you informed on that as well. So we don't want you to miss a thing. We've got everything on We Talk Radio Network. We've got fun. We've got love. We've got news. You name it. We got it going on here at We Talk Radio Network. And don't want you to miss a thing. Check us out every single day at www.wetalkradio.com. Also on Wednesday, a transgender woman was forced to share a jail with three men, and one of them beat her badly. We're going to talk about that as well. So lots and lots of crazy things happening. There's a lot of good stuff happening, but Wednesday we're gonna talk about the crazy stuff. So be ready. After the lights go out Wednesday night, every single Wednesday night at 8 p.m., and we're really, really excited about it. We've got some brand new radio shows on tomorrow. You can check out Groovy Tuesday. We play some of the most incredible music right here on We Talk Radio Network, and 90% of the artists that you're going to hear on the network, 95% actually, are artists that we actually have interviewed right here on We Talk Radio Network. There's not a lot of music that we have we have not interviewed that particular guest on the network. So we're really excited about the music that we play here, because the music that we play here is something special to us. It means something to us. And we're really excited to continue to push these amazing artists that continue to be so creative and put out this amazing music. So Groovy Tuesday, every single Tuesday at 4 p.m., just cut us on. You can work out. You can work. You can tell your boss about us. That way you don't get in trouble at work for tuning in. All that good stuff. There's a way around that. I'm just saying. So make sure you check us out on Groovy Tuesdays. And then on Saturday morning at 10 a.m., we are doing a live broadcast, a live remote at an incredible barbershop, Chuck's Barber and Beauty Salon in Chuck's World Class Barbershop and Salon in Plano, Texas. Shout out to Chuck, the owner there, and Justin, one of the barbers over there. Shout out to T. Smiley and E-Man for putting all this together. E-Man and T. Smiley will be going live on Saturday morning. We will be in the building at the barbershop interviewing the barbers, having a good time. We also have Kareem Muhammad, who will be on as a guest on Saturday. He is the founder and president of an organization called the Teachers Appreciation Fund, and it's more than just about teachers. This organization specifically seeks to uplift those that are custodians and administrative staff and the workers inside of the educational facilities that are doing amazing things and more. It's just awesome. So a lot of times, you know, you'll go to those programs and they'll be promoting the teachers and talking about the great things the teacher has done, which that's awesome. I love it. But what about the custodian, right, who cleans up that poop of those students? They rarely get recognized. So we got to thank the Teachers Appreciation Fund for recognizing those that are not recognized as much. And you can check him out, Kareem Muhammad, who's the founder. You can check him out on Saturday morning. He will also be interviewed on the Cave Radio Show. So lots of stuff going on here on We Talk Radio Network. We've got a full house on Sunday, starting out at 10 a.m. with the Shine Lord Radio Show. Pastor Jeremy Glenn, he is amazing. He is the pastor of the Soil Church, and I'm telling you, just an extraordinary man of God, and I love tuning in and listening to him every single Sunday at 10 a.m. And then at 7 p.m., we have Brand New Day with Emily Blue and Deanne Lax. You want to be motivated and inspired? You come back at 7 p.m. because they are there for the motivation and inspiration. And then you want to end your night with gut-busting laughter? you come on back to the E-Man After Show every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. It is hilarious. It's informal. I mean, it's an informative show, too. It informs you and inspires you and motivates you, but you are going to laugh. It is hilarious. So, men, if you're a man, you definitely need to be tuned in. But if you're a woman, you get a lot of tips. You get a lot of tips on that show. So just tune in and come and enjoy and have some fun with us. So I am truly, truly excited. I am Kia D. I am the host of this incredible show, the Kia D Unplugged Show, right here on We Talk Radio Network. And you can check me out every Monday at 8 p.m. We go live. I got to thank everybody for tuning in on the Facebook podcast, whoop, whoop, and Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Blog Talk Radio, all of those streaming platforms, Spotify, you name it. We're on all of them, and we have people listening on all those platforms, especially We Talk Radio, our website. A lot of people tune in directly on the website. I don't care how you got here. Blog, talk, radio, it doesn't matter. I just want to say thank you for being here, making We Talk Radio your number one listening station. We're going to continue to rock out with some amazing music. Again, y'all know how I do with the music. I love great music, and we're going to keep on doing that. This one right here, in honor of one of my dearest friends, Q Moore, I want you guys to check him out on YouTube. He is amazing. He travels the globe performing and doing amazing things. And he is literally featured in other countries doing his – just because he's an incredible soul singer. He's just amazing. But he's got a hit called Chocolate Daddy. I actually have the Chocolate Daddy T-shirt. When I tell you I support, I love the support. So he had a T-shirt that said Chocolate Daddy. Can I be your Chocolate Daddy? Because the name of the song is Chocolate Daddy. But inside the song, he says, can I be your Chocolate Daddy? And so me and my fiance have the Can I Be Your Chocolate Daddy T-shirt, okay? So make sure you go check out Q Moore. The letter Q Moore, he's all on social media. He's all on Facebook. He has an event coming up on this Thursday, and it's actually going to be an online event, and I'll actually put that link on our social media platform so that you can actually go and click that link. It's going to be free to you. As a matter of fact, you can go to Q Moore's social media pages. It's actually all on his social media page. It's all everywhere. So just go check out Q-M-O-O-R-E, Q Moore, M-O-O-R-E, and you can find out all about him and follow him and even check out his birthday celebration that he's having. But this hit right here, it is the incredible Q Moore with Chocolate Daddy right here on your favorite listening station, the Kia D Unplugged Show.
When you need Just give me a chance and I'll climb. Put in work from uptown to downtown. Come around, I bet I'll smile and frown. Come again, cause that's just my style. Yeah.
Online radio reaches more people around the globe each week than any other medium, and we're proud to say that We Talk Radio Network plays a part in that. After over 11 years on the air, We Talk Radio reaches over 75,000 listeners worldwide with extraordinary featured radio programs. With just a few minutes of sponsor messages and a deeply loyal audience, We Talk Radio delivers a powerful platform of brands. Contact us for more information at sales@wetalkradio.com.
Well, you've been through some fish. Yes, you feel tossed and turned. No, you feel down and out. Trust someone has been burned. I know that just since you last sacrifice done without. Haunted by
your greatest gift. Stay interested, stay concerned. Don't worry about where you've been. It's all about where you're going. Ask yourself this question: how much love are you showing? Don't lose your head in the game and keep your eyes on the prize. Lay your burdens down by the riverside.
Unplugged show on this beautiful Monday night. I am just blessed and highly favored that I had the opportunity to be here with you tonight. Listen, you could have been anywhere, but you decided to stop by, and I just want to say I appreciate it. I really, really do. Listen, don't forget to check out our extraordinary guest today, the amazing executive business coach, best-selling author, the founder and president, executive director, Victoria Lowe. She's an amazing business coach, and don't forget she's got a wonderful program coming up for some entrepreneurs. And if you are an entrepreneur and you're needing some to move that business to the next level, you need those tips. You need to figure out how to be successful. You've been trying to figure it out on your own, and you can't quite get it. Definitely connect with Victoria Lowe. And don't forget about the 10 spiritual principles of successful women, discovering your purpose, destiny, and vision. An amazing and extraordinary book that you need. I just got my copy. I just ordered it on pre-order. And so guess what? It's coming to me, and I cannot wait. Cannot wait to open it up and read it. Very, very excited about that. So don't forget tomorrow we have Groovy Tuesday at 4 p.m. Just
cut it on, 4 p.m., come groove with us, rock with us. There's a lot of people who tune into that show. They just love the music. They love the music. So shout out to all the artists because we couldn't do it without you guys, seriously, making it happen. And to the amazing producers on that show, to Mitchell and Alonzo, thank you all so much for holding it down each week. And then come back and hang out with me on Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're going to blow your mind with some amazing news stories. It's going down. We're going to have fun. It's going to be funny. And I'm going to keep you informed with some news, too. So 8 p.m. Central Standard Time on Wednesday night. I am your girl, Kia D. Super excited to continue to hold it down for you. And as we do for every show, we're going to close this show out in prayer. I want to literally just pray for everybody. Whether you're tuned in or not, I want to speak a word over you tonight. So let's all go to God in prayer. Bow with me. Father, I thank you so much for the ability to be here today, to speak, to see, to feel, to touch, to hear, to love. God, I thank you so much for the ability for everybody to be able to come today, to tune into the amazing Victoria Lowe, to be blessed by her greatness. Father God, I pray that you would just let it rain on her like never before, Father God. I pray that everything that she has been through, Father God, you will triple fold it right now in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless her life, bless her daughter, bless everything she touches and every business that she touches, Father God. I thank God for that servant leader, Father God, doing everything she can for and doing exactly what you have told her and instructed her to do, Father God. She is walking in your light, Lord, and I pray that you will continue to bless her. For everybody who's tuned in tonight who literally is lost trying to figure out their way, Father God, I pray that you will right now shine a light right now so they can see exactly who you are, so they can see the goodness, Father God, so they can see that they can make it through no matter what the mangy devil is trying to put in their heads, that they can make it through. If they can just see till tomorrow, they can just get to the morning because tomorrow is going to be a brighter day, a much brighter day. Thank you, God, for the ability to be here. Thank you, God, for everybody who is on this team. I pray that you will continue to bless them over and over again as you have continued to do in the past, Lord God. I pray that you would bless We Talk Radio, Father God. I pray that you would shower down blessings on us that we have never seen before, Father God, because there is no limit to what you can do. And we believe, we stand and decree on your word today, and we know that your promises are real, and they are not null and void. And we love you, and we thank you, and we honor you for your amazingness today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Again, thank you for tuning in and for being here. You want to connect with us? Go to www.wetalkradio.com. Please go to our YouTube channel. We're doing a huge YouTube push, and I really need the subscribers right now. And that means you. Go to YouTube and go type in We Talk Radio Network. That's two words. We Talk Radio Network. Type those two words in and push that subscribe button, and then go and check out some of our videos and all that good stuff. Make a comment, like, all that. We really, really need you to go in for us today. We need you to make this happen for us. So go ahead and do that and help us continue to build this network, this incredible network that literally has so many amazing things going on. We want to continue those things. We want to make sure they continue. So check us out again on Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, tomorrow at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. It goes down. Thank you to the incredible Victoria Lowe. Thank you for tuning in and making this your number one listening station right here on We Talk Radio Network. I'll see you on Wednesday night. Good night.
just don't know why. I don't know why I can't breathe. Don't know why. Ooh. With all that's going on around me, I just don't know why. How my heart remembers to keep on looking towards the sky. But you gotta believe.
Being present on social media is important to the success of your business. Advertise your business or product on our social media platforms and get in front of thousands of potential clients around the world. Contact us for more information at sales@wetalkradio.com.
WeTalk Radio Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station, broadcasting the highest quality shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action. Using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 personalities make up the 11 shows that broadcast to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently, we are streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. We have something for everyone. Tune in at WeTalkRadio.com.
Being present on social media is important to the success.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.